Privilege to be here. Amen. A good Friday. That is something very good for creation. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 2 from verse 2 up to 5. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 2 up to 5. If you have your Bible ready. I know thy work, thy labor, thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and they are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candles out of his place, and accept that thou art repented. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Ye did run well, who did hinder you, that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion come not of him that called you. A little leaven left the whole lump. Let us all pray together, call upon the name of the Lord.
D'amour, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, ô Dieu bien-aimé, Père, nous remettons toutes choses à la traitement dans les noms puissants de fruit Jésus-Christ.
Let us bow our head and our Seigneur. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we come with our heart full of joy, Father, to see the love that was manifested to our sinners like us, Father. You sent your begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shall die for us, that we shall have eternal life, Father. What more you could do for us is that you take sin away from our life, Father, and you have offered a sacrifice that no man could be able to offer it. There's nobody that was found worthy even to open the book, but we know the Lamb was found worthy, Father. And let this story be continually be a story of love, Father, that the way you be reveal yourself in each of us' life, Father. When we see the scripture being fulfilled, we could look our shortcoming, but when we look the provision that was made for us, our hearts are full of joy to come and call upon thy name. That's why we call upon thy name tonight, that you should come and take control of this prayer meeting, Father, that you should be our portion, Father, that you should teach us how to pray, Father, and you should teach us how to be better Christian, Father. We trust and believe in thy word, Father. You are our hope, Father. Without thee, we can't do nothing, Father. We want also to remember our pastor, that is away with the sense, Father, that you should be their portion. You should bless their weakened day, Father. Those who are not able to make it, you know the reason. We committed them at thy hand, Father, that you should speak to thy heart, Father, because you know the need of their heart, Father. We are human, Father. We can guess. We can say this, Father, but you know exactly what they need, Father. Can't you be their portion this moment? Can't you be speak to their heart the same way that you're going to speak to us, Father? We bring everything under the subjection of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, that your spirit should be moved freely among us, Father, because where your spirit is, there's a liberty, Father, and we believe that we have a liberty in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the word that was read, Father, that you shall speak through me, Father, and take away all the human element, Father, everything that is contrary to thy word. We bound them and cast them away from this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you shall take control and bless us in thy word, and bless us in our prayer, that our prayer should not be one-way traffic, Father, that we shall pray to thee, and you shall speak to us, Father. We come expecting, and we believe according to thy word that says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in their midst, Father, and we believe that you are in our midst tonight. We thank you for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. For some of the people, it could be a surprise. You say, why the brother didn't read the scripture for a Good Friday? But I think this scripture is appropriated for a Good Friday. Because if you go to the Bible actually, it's a love story. Anything to do with the Bible, it's a love story. It's speaking to the bridegroom and the bride. That's what the whole story of the Bible. Now, if you see the scripture we read from Revelation, it's not surprising. It's really a scripture of a Good Friday. It's love affairs. Everything to do with the Bible is that way. Now, if you go back to the book of John, you will find that it's perfectly the same, the scripture we read. It's perfectly the same thing, because the scripture there in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his begotten son, that whoever will believe in him shall have eternal life. It's love affairs. It's to do with love. Now, everything to do with the things of God, it must be something that is done by love. And the prophet tells us that Christianity is a love affairs. It is something to do with love. Without love, it's nothing that will work. And God himself, he manifested it by sending his son, that his begotten son should die for you and I sinners, that we should have life. Now, by the time we get here, in Revelation chapter 2, it's the same man that is speaking. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Our love, our bridegroom, is the one that is complaining here to a church, to an Ephesian church, that's complaining that there's something that happened to their experience. The love was taken from their experience. Now, you must bear in mind that any relation, anything to do, it must be a love. Your relation to me, it must be a love affairs. My relation with my wife, it has to be a love affairs. Now, the scripture teaches us very well, but the beginning of it, the introduction of it, it's very good because the Lord takes full account of their spiritual attitude. The Lord wasn't ungracious to our attitude. He took them the account of everything that they did. He didn't come just to blame them. He told them about their good work, how they didn't fail it to labor because of his name's sake. The Lord appreciated that the work that they did, the effort that they are doing to come to church, they are not coming for man. They are coming from God's sake. God appreciated it. Now, before God could go and rebuke them, he started with a very good work. And the prophet here, he says in the spoken word, Ephesian church, the prophet says now, he takes full account of their fine spiritual attitude and behavior. And he knows that there is a weakness among them, but as yet he does not cry out against it. It's not just like the Lord. He knows how to encourage us in the right matter and discourage us in the wrong matters. The Lord knows how to encourage us in the right matter and discourage us in the wrong matters. That is very good. And the prophet says, we could all learn a good lesson right here in running the church and our families. Now the prophet bring back to us, to you and I, that we can learn a good lesson here, how we can run the church and how we can run our family. Not just come straight with a word of rebuke, but you can approach in a good way. Say that I knew there's some of the good things in you. Many things are good. I knew your effort and everything that you are doing. He didn't come just rebuke them. He came first to show them that everything that you are doing, all the good things, it's recorded in my book. I remember them all. I'm not just coming to rebuke you, no. I'm coming to show you something that you must realize that something has taken place inside of our relation. Between you and I, there's something that takes place there. And God wasn't crying against them. He was crying against what happened. Their attitude had been changed. Now the first love is not anymore there. That what was God crying toward them. That God was rebuking that they have backslidden. They have did something that is contrary to their origin. And the prophet said, now the word Ephesus itself, it means relax, let go. That's the word mean of the church, relax. And we know that you can only relax when the victory is won. You can't relax while you are in a battlefield. There's no way where you can relax. Because if you relax, the enemy is not relaxing. How can you relax? The enemy will continue shooting you until he will kill you. But we can only relax when the enemy is bound. Then we can relax. But in this time that you are living, you and I, and the age that we are living, we can't relax. Because the enemy is not relaxing. We must make sure that we have our weapon ready to shoot, because the enemy will be shooting arrows. We have to shoot back against him. Now we see that something here in this church has taken place. The name of the church itself what mean it's relax. That it means that they should not relax at all. Because it means relax, backslidden. That they should not backslidden. They should not reverse the gay. It means like they were in five and they say, now let's go back to gay three. No, you can't put it in a motorway. Because there you must speed. And there that the what God was rebuking them, that they backslidden. They have backslidden. They took something back. Instead of going forward, they started going backward. They made a very good decision. That was that to make the first choice, which was a choice of love, to choose the Lord Jesus Christ as their bridegroom. That was the very good decision they made. But later on, something took place. That's why we read in the book of Galatians. Let's read again before we enter to a time of prayer. Paul, he is telling the same thing to Galatian church in chapter 5, verse 7. I say, ye did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Now, they started well, as these people started. They started well, spiritually they started their things. But somewhere, they could not run again. They stopped, they started relaxing. But it wasn't yet time to relax. Because you are on a race, you can't relax until when the battle is over. And we know that the battle is raging right now. The enemy, if you go outside there, he has many arrows to shoot on you and to shoot on me. Now, it means that we can't relax. We can only relax in the millennium. But now we can't relax. As long as the condition of the age is in this condition, there's nowhere where we can put our hand and say that we can relax. No. You must always remember that we are in a battlefield. And Paul says, no, this persuasion come not of him that call you. It does not come from the Lord Jesus Christ. When you stop, it doesn't come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he call you for the full course, not for you to stop short. Now we see that these people, when their first love was taken, it wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ that took their first love. It was something that made them to lose their first love. Now, the good thing for them to go back there, as the scripture clearly says there, they must find the cause. Because there's no way the Lord tell them what happened, but now it's them to find the cause. Something happened because once something, in everything, there's a cause. In everything that happened in this life, it must have a cause there. Now, the good way for you to go back there, you have to find first the cause. Because when you started, you did start well, but something come on your way now. You can't go the same. You can't continue in the same perfect love. Something has taken place now. Now you have taken away from that first love. Because they started with the first love. Everything was good. The prayer meeting for them, it means more than anything else. To be in the house of God, it was number one for their life. If it's raining or not, they will prefer to be in the house of the Lord. There is something that started with love and it must end with love. It's the same thing like a marriage life. It must start with love and it must end with love. It's the same thing if you have to go with someone because the parent wants you to go with a person, you will not go a long time. It must be a love affair. If you have to stay with someone because of the children are in the middle, you will not stay long enough. It must be a love affair. Everything that to do with a relationship, it must be something to do with love. Because the scripture even itself will tell us that the love covers the multitude of sin. Where there's love, it can cover sin. That's why the same love that God projected to you and I, it covers the multitude of your sin and my sin. That God, when we look to us through Christ, he can't see your sin. He can't see my sin. Now, that relationship, it's based on love. It's nothing that will work except from love. It's only the love that can go through all the trial. That everything, it's love that can endure everything. If it's not the love, you will not be able to bear even 1 minute with me. Now, by the time it's not a matter of love anymore, we can't bear one another. But we see that it has to be a love affair. Where there's love, I can bear long enough with you. And you can bear long enough with me. that once in a while we must check that the things that we are doing, it must be a love affair. Now the Lord here is not rebuking that these people are not good people. No, the Lord, no. They was the children of God, and it was the church of God. But what the Lord complained here, what the Lord is complaining, that these things is not a matter of love anymore. It become just a culture, or it become a tradition. It's not a love affairs anymore. It becomes something that you do it because someone wants you to do. But it's not a matter of love anymore. It lose, it tests. The things that used to be their love, used to be the first thing inside of their life. But now it become formal. It becomes something that they have to do it because it become a duty for them to do it. Now the things of God should not become a duty to you and I. It must be a love affair. That's why David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Because it has to be something that to do with love. Without love, we can't go long. In any relationship, if there's no love, you can't go long. Because the Lord showed that these people, something has taken place in their life. They still hold in my name, but there's no love there anymore. If they continue like this, there will be no relationship. Because there's no relationship without love. It must be love. If there's no love there, everything becomes false. Even the little things, it becomes an offense. Even the little thing, it becomes just a problem. But the Lord finds that these people, they are genuine people. But something is lacking here. And what caused the love to fly? They have to find the cause. Now that you have to find the cause, what make the relationship become formal? What make that things that the love is not there anymore? You have to find the cause. Because for you, if you find the cause, you will know how to go back there. Because the prophet tells us that if you go to a good doctor, if you go a doctor that is a very good doctor, and you tell him that I have a headache, and the doctor just give you a medicine, a medicum, it say go and drink it. The prophet says he's not a good doctor. A good doctor, what he will do? He must examine everything and find the cause, and he will write a prescription for you. That's a good doctor will do. The good doctor will not just give you, go buy this, and you will be okay. No, that is not a good doctor. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is a very good doctor. He's the best doctor that you can find. For your problem and my problem, he must examine first everything and tell you the cause. That coming here, we expect that the good doctor, true man, will tell us what is wrong with us. Then we will go back and do the first love and do the first work. That what we want to find from the good doctor, that he tell us what is wrong with us and that we can go back and do the first work. Because he wanted them to go back and do the first work. Now the first work, God will not do them. It's them that to do it. And the work of repentance is not belong to God. It belong to man. God has nothing to repent. It's you and I that has something to repent. Where you have left him, if you go back there, you will find him again there. That where you have left him, if you go back there, you will find him at the same place. He's waiting for you to come back and you find him there. And now he is complaining. He says something has taken place in our relationship. Your first love, you have left your first love. That was his concern. Something has taken place. You have to go back and do the first work. But before you to go back and do it, you must find the cause first. You must find the cause. What make it to be that way? What make the relationship to come to that condition? Because that relationship didn't start that way. It is something has come in. Something has come in between. That is some that the things that God is not happy with it. Is the things that taken away the first love. That's what God is complaining for this group of the people. And the prophet said they was in a dangerous condition. Because without love, you can't serve God. It must be a love affairs. For you to accept, to lose everything, to bear the reproach of Christ, it must be done by love. In your own will, you will not be able to do it. It has to be a matter of love.
For you to be able to bear with someone, it has to be a matter of love. Without love, it will not work at all. There's no relationship that will work just with a filial love. It will not work. We have to go beyond that. We have to go to the agape love, where that love that God saw your sin and my sin, and the one that has no sin, he must become guilty because of you and I. That's where we have to get. That's where God wants to bring his church to a love affair. That's where God wants to bring his church to a place there where they can say, for me to live just for Christ. That's where they can say that for me, the meaning of my life is Christ. Without Christ, I can't live this life. But if you can live because of the things of the world, you will not go along with Christ. It must be a love affair. Because for you to save him, it must be a love affair. Without it being a love affair, you will not be able to save him. You will not be able to save him at all. Because there's many things now that you have to bear and I have to bear. And there are many things that we have to lose and that you have to lose and I have to lose because of Christ's sake. And we saw it, the same thing that happened with Paul. The same thing that happened with Moses. Because it was love affairs. They were able to lose all the reputation. They were able to lose everything that was dear to them. And to bear the reproach of Christ. Now it has to be a love affair. If it is not a love affair, nothing will work. These people have experience. They started well. But something has become between them and God. And the scripture says nothing should separate us from the love of God. But something now separated them from the love of God. And now it can be the care of the things of this world that has come between you and your maker. Between you and your bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that is the cause, you must remove the cause first before you to go back there. That's why it's very important to find the cause. What you find the cause, what become between me and my brother? Let me be honest myself. What become between our relationship? Between me and my husband? Between me and my wife? Let us find the cause. If we find the cause, we can go back to the first love. If we find the cause, everything will go back to normal. Because there is a cause. The prophet said, in everything, it must be a cause there. There's a cause for everything. Everything that happened to our life, it must be a cause. And we know that sickness come to our life because it's a result of sin. What sin entered in Eden? What man was fallen? That what was the result that you and I become sick and all these things. And we know that the same love of God has made a provision of blood for you and I. And has made a provision of wounds for you and I, that by the wounds of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can get the healing. Now you see that there was a cause. In everything there's a cause. For someone to go sick, we see that it's a cause of sin. The prophet tells us that sickness is a result of sin. It's because of what happened in Eden. That's all these things now. And God foreknow everything. God knew everything that you and I will need. And God has pre-planned everything. And has given the solution before you and I were born. Because the scripture tells us that the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Now, it was a love affair that the lamb was slain. If it wasn't a love affair, you and I has to bear our own sin. Because it's the soul that is sin, it's the soul that die. But in our case, with the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the soul that didn't sin. That the soul that died. It was the soul that didn't know any wrong things. It was the soul now that bear the guilty of you and I. Now it was nothing but a love affair. It was nothing to do but a love affair. For you today to remember a Good Friday, it was because the love was projected. It was the love was projected to you and to me. Now the Lord said that there is something I have against thee. Because you have forsaken your first love. That's what the Lord is requiring them. Now they have adopted the new way of doing things that is contrary to the way that God has ordained to them. And the things are not anymore the same. the way they started with the things, they come to the water of baptism with a matter of love. That the love that make them to repent. It was the love that make them to be converted. And that love affair is not anymore there. That's why they go back to the old life. That's why God there is crying for one thing. It's crying for to go back to the first love. He said something has taken place. And Paul says, how come you did run well, but something has hindered you? You started well. You made a good decision that to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But suddenly, something took place inside of your life and you can't follow him anymore. And God now is taking an account to your good decision that you made to follow him. God didn't say that the decision was wrong. God appreciated the decision and the effort that was made. But what is a guest of it? That the new thing that come in between you and God. That new things now that came and took your love toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That what God is a guest of it. That why he's telling you and I to remember where thou has fallen and go back to do the first work. Because if you could remember where thou has fallen, it's easy for you to go back and do the first work. But that the first thing is now to do the examination and to find what come between me and God. What make it that way? It's a problem. It must be something. What was it? And now you have to remove that things and go back to do the first work. And that's what God is expecting from you and what God is expecting from me. Now, if you open your Bible to the book of Isaiah, you know something very good there before we enter to a time of prayer. Because these people, they are Hebrew people. They were worshiping God. They were genuine people following God. Their first step that they made, they hear the message of Moses. And all them was moved by the power of that message. And they come out of Egypt. And once they come out of Egypt, they start walking with God. They saw a miracle. God dividing the Red Sea. And they cross it with dry foot. And everything that happened, they saw all those miracles. And the way they get to a level where Jericho, just by turning around, a shout, and it falls down. And all these things, they have all those experiences. But something happened to their life that they lose the reality of things. That's what was even the complaint of God in the book of Ephesians. Because the reality is not anymore there. It become just a tradition. It become a duty. The prayer meeting is not anymore something that they do with love. It become short because love is not anymore there. Because something that you do with love, it has to last long. But it become 5 minutes, 3 minutes, because it's not anymore a matter of love. It become a matter of duty. And God doesn't want it to become a duty. God wanted it to still a matter of love. Where you can pray the whole night. Where you can forget everything. And concentrate to yourself. Just me and my God. Just me and my maker. Let me tell him. He's the husband of my life. Let me confess and tell him all my case. Because I know that he can bear them. Now that it must be a matter of love. For you to trust someone with your secret, it has to be a matter of love. Now, it's not a matter of duty, just I have to be there. Now, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 14, you new moon, and you new appointed feast, my soul hated. They are troubled at me. I am weary to bear them. Now, the new moon, those are the things now. We started to do new things. That when we first come, we fall in love with Christ. These things were not there. The Hebrew children could not do these things. Those new feasts, they could not do them. When they fallen in love with Christ, they could not do them. For the first time, when we fell in love with Christ, it was difficult. I remember even when I come to Europe, at my sister's house, had becoming with the message, the anointing of the message of the hour. When they put the TV, I put my eyes in the other side. I could not even look at it. Because the love that I have toward Christ, it was a reality in me. That I could not able to accommodate the evil inside of my life. And everything that was contrary to the word of God, I could not feel comfortable to be there. But when something is taken, it's not a matter of love anymore. Everything will become normal. Everything will become normal. But you can still hold the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and still be doing the things as a duty. But the reality is not anymore there. Because the prophet said that what they still hold in the name of the Lord. But the reality is not anymore there. The prayer meeting is not anymore the same that they used to be. No, the way of doing the things of God. Going to church is not anymore the same things that it used to be. They used to be there half an hour before the church service start. And they sit down with their Bible, meditating and praying. But because that first love was taken now, they can come even after 10 minutes. They can come even after 30 minutes. They don't care anymore. It becomes a matter of duty. It becomes a matter of the things that they have to do it because someone else is doing. But it should not be that way. Because to do with Christ, it has to be a love affair. Even nobody's there, but I will still be there because it's a love affair. It's me and him. It's me and the Lord Jesus Christ. Even someone else is not praying, I have to pray because it's a love affair. That's why God wanted it to be that way. Even everybody's not coming, but me, I will be there. Because it's for Christ's sake. My things is to do with Christ. It's not to do with man. But once we lose that reality, once we come there, it has to be there. Because the people will call me and find out where I am. It's not a love affair anymore. And God doesn't want it to be that way. God wanted it to be a love affair. That way you'll be able to do it willingly. Where to come to the house of God, you can't wait the door to be open. To come to the house of God, you don't want someone to call you and say, please come to church. Because it's a love affair. The love will push you to do things that no man can understand it. The love will push you to do things that nobody will understand it. Because if you look, the prophet say, if you look at even the world, when someone is so loved with a young boy or young girl, even when it's raining, they can't feel the rain because the love is there. When the love, there's nothing that you can feel. There's no obstacle where this love is. There's no hindrance where the love is. Even the father is a rich man and there's a big war. And because that love is so much to the young man, the lady will make his best even to climb the wall and to meet the man. Because it's a love affair. And to do with Christ, it has to be the same thing. It should not be a duty. It must be a matter of love. And that love, it must be really there. It should not be a matter of something that you do because someone wants you to do it. You should not do it that way. That's why God is complaining. And something has taken place. You have lost your first love. The first love, that was the concern of Christ because it was Christ speaking to John. It was the concern of Christ is that the love is not anymore there. And you and I, if we check our life and we examine it and to come to church and to worship the Lord, the prophet say it become hard even for them to clap a hand because it's not a love affair anymore. It become hard even to lift the voice loud to worship God because it become a matter of duty. It become formal. And God doesn't want the things to be that way. When it's a matter of love, you don't need the song worship song leader to tell you, clap your hand, please. Because you do it because you love him. You clap the hand because you know that we are worshiping our husband. Let me clap my hand. For me to say amen in the word of God, nobody should force me. Because they are talking about my husband. They are talking about my loved one. You see, when it's not a matter of love anymore, this thing becomes difficult. Someone has to tell you, please say amen. But when it's a matter of love, you want to hear someone telling you about your husband. If there's a love there, you want someone to hear you, telling you about your wife. Maybe your wife is away. In America, you are here. Every time when someone comes to tell you, you want someone to tell you good things. I saw your wife. She still loves you. She's very beautiful. You have a really beautiful wife. You see, it's something to do with love. Every time when someone speaks about her, because you love her, you want to hear more about her. If it's a love affair, you will not tired to hear about her. But if it's not a love affair now, something has become between. You don't want someone even to mention the name of her. Because if there's someone mention the name and say, it's not anymore even a darling. It become that woman. I don't want someone to talk about that woman. You see, it has to be a love affair. It's the same as the Lord Jesus Christ. When we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, it should be continually a love affair. When we read the spoken word, when we read the scripture, where it says things even doesn't fit with our Adamic nature, we will be able to say amen to it. Because it's a love affair. And God is there to help you. And I, and the scripture says very well there, that the new moon, my heart hated them. I don't like the new way of doing things. God liked the old way of doing things. God doesn't change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And men change, but God doesn't change. God doesn't want us to change. He doesn't want us to depart from that old way of doing things. And the prophet said they are original. It was a Pentecostal. That way they could shut themselves there. 10 days. Shut themselves from all the things of the world. And shut themselves there quiet. And meditating and eating the book. That they will be preparing themselves to go and prophesize the book. They'll be eating there for 10 days. And the Spirit of God come down upon them now. Now the next, once the Spirit come, they went outside and started prophesizing, speaking in tongues, and the reality was there. They did it because of love. It wasn't easy that they could shut themselves from everything of the world and shut themselves for 10 days there and waiting for the Holy Ghost to come down. It has to be a matter of love where they can bring everything together as one man and things, not each man for himself, not each woman for himself, no. It becomes something that it's one occur. It's something that they are together and they are doing it with love for Christ's sake and the Spirit of God come down. If we will be able to identify the cause of the love of God become cold inside of our life. And as we go to prayer now, that it, God help me to find what is the cause. And if there's a problem there, I want to remove the things. I don't want the thing in my life anymore. I want the reality back. I want this thing to be a love affair once again. Because it started with love. Because the love that you showed to me, and that love now push me to love you. And that love that make me to take this decision to follow you, to take my cross and follow Christ. It was a love decision. It wasn't a decision that was originated from man. Because Christ, when he was telling him, speaking to Ephesian church, he said, no, it has to be an affair of love. You should not relax because the enemy is not yet relaxing. The enemy is still fighting. We can't relax. As we go to a time of prayer now, as we call the song lead to come to lead that to the song, that will push us to pray and to go back to the first love. Let's take our time in prayer. As this Good Friday, the Lord has projected his love to you and I. Let's pray that the things of God should be a reality. It should not be a duty. Should be things that we do with a love affair. If the brother can come and lead us to two songs that will push us really to go to a time of prayer, that the things of God should be a reality inside of our life. Let's go deeper in prayer. Take your time in prayer. Do not be in a hurry. It's your husband and my husband. Let's speak to him. Let's be able to tell him all our cares and all our things and what come between us and him. If there's a problem between you and your brother and your sister, something has become in, and that thing that is still the joy between you, your husband, and your wife, it's the time that you can speak to him now. You have more than 45 minutes that we can speak to him and take our time in prayer. Just make it really a prayer meeting that we speak to the Maker himself. Let's sing the song two songs, then we'll all enter a time of prayer.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. His part.
That's a very good prayer request that we should put them before the Lord. To put the Sister Lydia and the Brother Robert Father at the hand of the Lord. Brother Will. Yeah. We should take advantage of this opportunity and bring all our prayer before the Lord. I think one song is an answering God, I don't believe. Come and say, oh Lord, we'll pray together for the prayer request.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came.
Chère dans la vie de tout un chacun. Nous te disons merci pour toutes choses.
Ask the brother Vlad to close with a word of prayer and put all the requests before the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, what we can say? Just we want to be humbly in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
That you can speak to our souls.
Yes, Lord.
That something can happen, O yes, Lord. Not just ordinary touch, O Lord.
Mm.
But touch which can change our nature, O
yes,
Lord. Whatever is in us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because your prophet says that we many times backslid, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just we want to put those things before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, your word says, whatsoever two or three of you agree in something and
yes,
believes,
Lord.
Oh, Lord, how we want to lift up,
yes.
Oh, Lord, our needs.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Robert, Sister Lydia.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Wilma's father, oh, Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to say so much, but, Lord, you know what we need.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Amen. We want to just lift those things and you do in your way.
Yes, Lord.
That your name will be glorified in
Amen.
Those things, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That your glory can be brought, oh, Lord.
Mm.
That from our lips will be brought glory and honor to your name, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
that people around will see that you are God, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we want to ask those things, that you will shake our lives. Please, that Lord. You will shake our neighborhood, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you will do something special, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that we can trust really, like yes, we sing, fully trust in you.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord. That we can, that you are Lord, you can provide our needs, our please, jobs, whatever it is.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to believe,
yes,
O Lord,
Lord,
in special days.
Yes,
we
Lord.
See Brother George, he doesn't have even education.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Working in special place, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us believe for us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For
amen.
Whatever. Oh, Lord, help us.
Yes,
we are
Lord.
So thankful that Sister Maria got job, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's
amen.
Small beginning, but you can open way for
yes,
everyone,
Lord.
O Lord.
Amen.
More and more, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
Because we sing that you are our provider
yes,
more
Lord.
Than we need,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
We are so thankful, O Lord,
yes, Lord.
For everything.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, what we can say, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to just bring honor and glory to you.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive our sins, trespasses,
please, Lord.
O Lord. Lift up.
Yes,
O Lord, a little bit higher, like that song says. Oh, we want to walk in higher places, O
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh Lord, you lead us, you guide
please,
us.
Lord.
Whatever is our need, O
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we want to put in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I sing the chorus and then we dismiss in the name of